sorts of flowers in there, roses, lilies, and camellias, or whatever. It was given the same attention as a vegetable garden almost. And there was a walk through the center of it, you understand, to the little front gate that opened into the main. Now the reason for that, too, was this. At that time there was no mowing machine, so the only way they kept the grass in the main yard down was to turn the cows and the horses, mules, into it. You understand? Of course, once they had the grass clipped down, they drove them out, and what droppings there were, leavings around, you understand, usually they had young Negroes go around the yard and pick it up and put it in a wheelbarrow and take it away.
Yeah, okay. Now, when she wanted to pretty the house up, she would get some of those and put them in a what? She would go out in the garden and...
Well, they had vases, you know, or bowls to put flowers and break them and put them in.
She'd go out in the garden and and do what? She would...
Well, she'd break them.
Yeah.
What they wanted to bring in.
The eating utensils that you set at each plate before dinner, you ate with, well, you had what?
Well, a knife and fork and a spoon.
Yeah. But what kind of cutting instruments did you have back in those days?
Well, you mean in the eating or what?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, you had knives of various sorts.
What sort of knives?
Well, you usually had a regular table knife.
Yeah.
Then they had kitchen knives, which was a big, a good sized knife. Then they had a butcher knife, which was considered to be larger, you understand?
Yeah.
And then you had your small knives. That was found in the kitchen.
Yeah. But back in the violent days, did they ever have any sort of big knives that men would carry around?
No, men never carried knives around here that I know.
You never heard of anybody getting...
Well, there was knives, but usually that was pocket knives. You know, switchblade knives, what we call today. You know, with a button on it, you'd do that.
Somebody might get...
Stuck with it, yeah.
Yeah.
But to say carry a knife in your belt like a big hunting belt, no.
Yeah.
But they did. I'll tell you what my daddy told us. I remember going to New Roads with him in the daytime. That he never left the house without his pistol in his pocket, even in daytime. It was a custom, you understand? And I've seen him going horse and buggy to New Roads. Now let's say that was back about 1916 or 15. And when he'd get in the buggy and sit down, he would put the pistol on the seat between us and jam it down, you know, where the back and the seat met, you know, and leave it there. Now when he would get to town, if he would go into some business place, he would put it in his pocket. A man always traveled with his coat on in those days. You never went anywhere without a coat.
And you said, I thought you said that people in New Roads didn't carry a gun. Well, they did, right?
Well, they carried a gun under certain circumstances. But what I meant by, when I told you that about Bias Sarah, they had a gun culture. You see, they traveled day and night with their gun. They were really laying for one another, you know. They had shooting scrapes. Something like you see on the westerns.
Yeah.
You see, because it was a river town, and there was all sorts of people coming in there. Now, New Roads, but it was a custom for a man did not go out without his gun on. Usually it was 38 special.